We all recognize the importance of chinuch, of educating our children, and the important role it plays in our future generations of Klal Yisrael, and of course, the mitzvah it represents. Chinuch, Rashi explains, it means the beginning. That is the foundation of a child's Jewish life. The Rambam explains that chinuch means to teach, to grow accustomed. A child has to be taught to become accustomed to do the mitzvahs. And therefore, there's certainly a mitzvah, midrabbanan, to teach our children, to be mechanech our children in all the mitzvahs, so that when they become obligated in those mitzvahs, they should know how to perform them. As the pasuk says, chanoich lenara, pasuk in Mishlei, chanoich lenara pidarkoi, gam ki yaskin lo yosem emenu. And the pasuk is saying that even though the child right now is not obligated in those mitzvahs, he should fulfill them, because the obligation of chinuch teaches us that if he does it when he's a katan, he will become accustomed to do so even when he's a gadol. Similarly, not just for mitzvahs asay, is there an obligation to be mechanech our children, but actually for mitzvahs lois asay, is there an obligation to prevent our children from doing averus? And actually, as we see in the Gemara in many places, the obligation to separate our children from doing averus is a much greater obligation than the obligation to teach our children to do mitzvahs. As we will see, the obligation to do mitzvahs is only a chiyuv on a parent. The obligation to prevent a child from doing an avera, katan oichel nevelis, the Gemara says, if we see a katan eating something which is not kosher, doing something which is not correct, even bezdin, not just the parents, mitzuvin lafrishai. Even though, as we just said, it seems that the obligation of chinuch is based on a pasuk in Mishlei, there are many other psukim that seem to teach us, even psukim in the Torah, that teach us the obligation for one to be mechanech his children. The Torah says by Avram Avinu, ki yedativ lemana sheyitzava es bonov ves beisai achrov ves v'shomru derech Hashem. We say every day in Krishma, v'lemaratem oisem es b'neichem ledaber bom. We should teach our children to learn Torah. The pasuk says by Hakel, uv'neichem ashlo yod v'lo yishmu, that your children should be brought also to Hakel. Chukas oilam l'dari seichem, the pasuk says, that l'dari seichem, even our children have an obligation to know the mitzvahs Hashem and to fulfill them. And actually, the Gemara here at the beginning on Masechta Sukkah teaches us a case that very much evolves around the mitzvah of chinuch. The Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis, in relating to the machloikis in our Mishnah of the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda of a sukkah l'mal michof amah, of a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is kosher or posel. The opinion of the Rabbanon is that such a sukkah is posel. The opinion of Yehuda is that such a sukkah is kosher. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya to the opinion. Rabbi Yehuda wants to bring a raya to his opinion that a sukkah that's l'mal michof amah, that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is kosher. And the Gemara quotes a braisa. Meisvei. The braisa begins with this machloikis. Sukkah she gevoy l'malam me'esem amas psula. The opinion of the Tanakama, the opinion of the Rabbanan, the sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is posel. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, Rabbi Yehuda holds such a sukkah as kosher. Araboim v'chamishim amas It could be as tall as you want. And the Gemara says the Gemara, a raya that Rabbi Yehuda brings to his opinion. Or Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Behilni Amalka. There's once an episode with Hilni Amalka Belud. Shoyis to Sukasa Gvoyim Esrim Amma. That she had a sukkah that was higher than 20 amas. For his Zakenim Nechnosin V'yotz Musham. And the Zakenim, the Chachamim, entered and exited that sukkah. V'loyam Loidavar. So it seems that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is kosher. Otherwise, the Zakenim, the Chachamim, would have said something to her when she was sitting in such a tall sukkah. Amar Loi Misham Raya. Say the Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda, do you want to bring a raya from that episode? Isha Hoysa. She, Hilni, was obviously a woman. Upaturim in a sukkah. And she, therefore, is part from a sukkah. And that's why the Chachamim didn't say anything to her, because she's anyway not obligated to sit in the sukkah. Noshim apaturis min a sukkah. Amala, so Yehuda responds to the Chachamim. V'lo shiva banim havala. Hilni had 7 children who were obligated to sit in the sukkah. And she has to be mechanech them to sit in the sukkah. If there was a problem with the sukkah, the Chachamim should have said something to her. V'oi. And the Bryce also continues. Kol maser, Yehuda continues. Kol maser lo yosa al pi chachamim. What that means, the Gemara begins right away. Lomeli l'misni. Ask the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say? Oid kol maser lo yosa al pi chachamim. It would have been adequate for the Bryce just to say that she had children, that she had to be mechanech, and the fact that the chachamim didn't say anything to her is a proof that the sukkah was a kosher sukkah, even though it was higher than 20 amos. Says the Mahachi Kamluhu. This is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying to the Chachamim. Chi taimu, perhaps you will say, Barim ketanim hayu, that the children were ketanim, and they're not obligated to sit in the sukkah. And therefore, the Chacham didn't say anything when she and those children sat in what they considered apostle sukkah. Because ketanim apaturim in a sukkah, says the Gemara, kiv in the sheva havo, since she had 7 children. So if you had 7 children, it's invariable that at least one of them was already of the age, sheinat sarach li'imai. And as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, that a katan sheinat sarach li'imai, once the child is of age that he doesn't need his mother anymore, he's mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. V'chi taima, and if you'll say, katan shein tzarech limim mid rabbanon hu d'mechayev, his obligation is only a chi of the rabbanon. V'i, and Hilni, but the rabbanon like mashgucha, wasn't careful in mitzvahs the rabbanon, and therefore, the chachamim didn't say anything to her, because if she's not going to listen anyway, and it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's better not to say. Or some want to say, as we will be discussing, what perhaps you'll say that she wasn't mechuyev to be mechanech them, toshma, only d'rabbanan, and she didn't care d'rabbanan what the rabbanans were. Kamaseh lo yasa pi chachamim. Everything she did what Chachamim wanted her to do. And if the sukkah was apostle sukkah, she would not have been mechanech her children to sit in apostle sukkah. Not the topic of today's shir. Mitzvah, hopefully we will still discuss it in an upcoming shir. But from our Gemara, the Ritva points out a very important lesson regarding Hilchos Chinuch. Because our Gemara, says the Ritva, is teaching us that the children were obviously only mechuyev to sit in the sukkah because of the mitzvah of chinuch. They didn't have a mitzvah deraisa. They were only children. Yet they had to sit in the sukkah properly. From here we see, says the Ritva, that when one is mechanech his children to do a mitzvah, he's supposed to be mechanech them to do it properly. Because otherwise, the Gemara could have said, yes, the children sat in the sukkah because of chinuch, but who says that when a child is doing a mitzvah
only for chinuch purposes, must he do the mitzvah perfectly? That for the fact that the Gemara is saying that if the children are fulfilling a mitzvah because of chinuch, they have to do it right, and if a sukkah is less than 20, is higher than 20 amos, then it's not a kosher sukkah. We see that when you mechanach your children, you're supposed to mechanach them to do the mitzvah properly.
But what seems to be very clear from this Gemara is that Hilni Hamalka was obligated to be mechanach her children, was obligated to be mechanach her children in the mitzvah of sukkah, which opens up a question: is a woman mechuyev in the mitzvah of chinuch? So many mefarshim want to connect this. This is the way Rabbi Kiv Egas seems to learn right here on in the Gilyan Hashas. There's a Gemara in Masechta Nazir. The Mishnah in Masechta Nazir, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, teaches us Ha'av Madir Es Benoy Benazir. A father could make a neder that his son should be a Nazir. So the Gemara immediately, there in the bottom, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, explains, Ish Madis Benoy Benazir, Veini Isha Maderis Es Benoy Benazir. Only a father has that ability, not the mother. And the Gemara quotes a machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish as to why. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that there's a halach l'mashim m'sinai by Nazir, that only the father has that ability to make his son a Nazir, not a mother. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rish Lakish's opinion is because the reason a father can make his son into a Nazir is because of chinuch, and only the father has the ability to make a son, only the father has a chi of chinuch, not the mother. And the Mefarshim discuss how to understand this machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The Machs HaShekel in Hilchos Shabbos, Ohr HaChaim, Simen Shin Mem Gimel, where the Magen Avraham over there paskins that a mother has no chiyuv chinuch, goes into explaining this Gemara, this machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and he says that we are not to understand that the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is a fundamental machloikis, where Rish Lakish holds there is no chiyuv chinuch on the mother, and Rabbi Yochanan holds there is a chiyuv chinuch on the mother. Just over here, there's a special halacha l'moshim in Sinai that the mother is exempt. Rather, says the Machs HaShekel, the way to understand that Gemara is that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree that there is no chiyuv chinuch on the mother. The question that's being discussed in that Gemara, says Machs HaShekel, is according to Rabbi Yochanan, besides for the reason that there is no chiyuv chinuch on the mother, there's also halacha l'moshim in Sinai that only a father can make a son into a nazir, not a mother. That's the way the Machs HaShekel explains that Gemara. However, if that's the explanation of that Gemara, asks Rabbi Kiv, and the mother has no obligation to be mechanech a child, asks Rabbi Kiv Eger, so how do we understand our Gemara? Our Gemara is referring to Hilni Hamalka, and we want to bring a raya from Hilni, the fact that Hilni allowed her children to sit in such a sukkah that the mother has no obligation to be mechanech a child. Why? Well, the mother, the sukkah is a kosher sukkah, even though it's so tall, the mother had no chiyuv chinuch, and that's why we can't bring a raya. It must be that the mother has a chiyuv chinuch. What are we going to do with the Magen Avraham? Actually, this question of a mother's obligation to be mechanech a child or not is a subject, as I say, of the Rishonim already discussing this issue. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim in Masechta Yuma on Daf Pei Beis of an Aleph, where the Gemara over there discusses Ben Shmoyna Ben Teisha. The Mishnah and the Gemara discuss at what age do we begin teaching a child to fast on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, Ben Shmoyna, Ben Teisha, by 8 years old, by 9 years old, Mechanchim B'Kenoikis. We start teaching this. So the Tosfos Yeshanim asks, a very important Tosfos Yeshanim, Koshali, Damrina Ben Nozer, Beperek Misha Omer Nozer, Harein Nozer Megaleich, Tosfos Yeshanim quotes the mission that we just mentioned in Masechta Nozer, Hishmada Es Benoi Ben Nozer, Kiresh Lakish, Kedai Lechanch B'Mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Benoi In, Brita Loi, the Bita in Chayv Lechanchai. So the first question that Tosfos Yeshanim asks is, there's no Chiv Chinuch on girls. So if so, ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, how over here in Masechta Yuma does the Gemara teach us that we have an obligation to mechanech our daughters to fast on Yom Kippur? V'yesh Shloimer answers the Tosfos Yeshanim, the Hosam La'ira Elul Inyan Naziris. Naziris, there is no obligation to mechanech a girl in the dinim of Naziris. Avel Inyan Shah Mitzvahs, Tosfos Yeshanim establishes, for all other mitzvahs other than Naziris, Chayv L'chanecha. There's an obligation to be mechanech, even a girl. The obligation of chinuch is not limited to boys. It applies to girls as well. Naziris is an exception to the rule. Continues Tosfos Yeshanim to ask. Vim taima, hod amrina b'chol duchte, koyotin oichel nevelis. We quoted at the beginning of our shir, that if a cotton eats nevelis, ein bez nevelis lefrishay. Ask Tosfos Yeshanim, chashte chanuchim mechanchinon, if we're learning that we have an obligation to be mechanech, a frushim yisur miboye, so certainly we have to be mafresh from Isser. So how do we say ain bezdim mitzvim lafrishay? Answers Tosfos Yeshanim, quoting Rabbi Elazar Mitz, Vaymer Rabbi Elazar Mitz, the chinuch l'shayach al shiyas a mitzvah, v'loy purushim yisura, v'ha dekrin ha'ocha chinuch, v'masha anu soy b'yom kippurim, ain zeh frushim yisura, shem frushim yisur melecha. Tosfos says there are two elements to chinuch. One is that we separate the child from doing something wrong. That has separate arochas. Elo chinuch shmechanchan oisa b'mitzvahs v'nisim nafshaseichem. There's a mitzvah to say v'nisim nafshaseichem, and a parent and a father has an obligation to be mechanech his child in that mitzvah to say. Then concludes the Tosfos Yeshanim. Rebbe, I mean the chinuch l'shayach el ba'av. The chinuch only applies to a father. Ava badam acher, someone else, l'shayich be'chinuch. Hilkach ein nizharin lafrishay. Chinuch is only a father. Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim himself, what about our Gemara? Master Hilni Amalka, shiyosha hi yusheva v'neh b'sukkah. She sat with the children to sukkah. Shema havel amav v'chincham. So Tosfos Yeshanim says one teretz, maybe they had a father. And the father was mechanech them in the mitzvah. And even if they didn't have a father, presumably what the Tosfos Yeshanim means to say is that if they had a father, why was the mother busy with them in the sukkah? Where was the father? So probably they didn't have a father. Tosfos Yeshanim says, what the Tosfos Yeshanim means, we need to understand. There's a Tosfos in Masechta Erevin. Tosfos in Masechta Erevin on Daf Pei Beis Amun Aleph discusses also, the Gemara says there, Katan Ben Sheish, there we're speaking about a Ruvei Tchumim, and the Gemara says, Katan Ben Sheish, Yoytze Bim Erev Imoy. A Katan that's 6 years old, could use his mother's Erev Tchumim. As Tosfos, Avgav de Eima Arvon L'Dvar Mitzvah. The loch is that we only make an Erev Tchumim for Dvar Mitzvah. So where's the Dvar Mitzvah by a cotton? Mikom Mokom Yoytze Cotton v'Erev Imoy. A cotton is not Mechui v'Mitzvahs. So Tosfos says two truths. One, so how can we make an error for cotton? Tosfos first teretz is a very practical teretz. The mother needs the erev tchumim, and the child is connected to his mother. So if the mother needs the erev, the child's going to go along with the mother, even though he has no din of erev. Even by a child, there's a mitzvah to be mechanachim. The mother has to be mechanach the child in the mitzvahs, and therefore he has a mitzvah. He could be obligated to mitzvahs, and he could have erev tchumim with those mitzvahs. But who's being mechanachim? Rukhi Vega right away points out the mother. So we see from here again that the mother has an obligation in chinuch. So what we have here is a very big question. The question there, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Gilyan HaShas, right here in our Gemara, on Daf Beis, Amud Beis, points out that from our Gemara, it seems quite clear that a mother has an obligation to be mechanech a child. And here we have Tosfos Yesharim, here we have Rish Lakish, here we have the Magen Avraham, that all say that there is no chiyuv chinuch on the mother.